Observations column, titled In 1 Hour, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. We have a closing view of Babylon today in Revelation 18, just a few verses. From the beginning of this chapter, we have read of this great city's downfall. The riches and wealth of the city have come to a permanent end. We have already had a tiny taste of this in most of our lives. We witnessed it and have seen its aftermath. It was covered worldwide on the world's media platforms in print, on radio, TV, and all over the internet. Just short of 25 years ago, religious zealots praised and celebrated the attack on the World Trade Center in New York. TV and the internet covered the attack in depth via video broadcasts. We do not know if Babylon is identified as New York City, but many of New York's character and traits fit the description, as do several other major world cities. But perhaps the most striking that we have seen is the name itself, the World Trade Center. First responders of all sorts were already en route, or in place by the time the media set their cameras up in time to watch the second plane hit its target. Initial reports told us of the first plane striking the tower. Was it an accident? Pilot error? Avionics gone wrong? Those questions were no longer asked once the second tower was hit by a second plane. Media viewers watched in horror as the second plane turned deliberately towards its target. Multiple planes were hijacked and flown to different targets. Their pilots all on a suicide mission. Just 4 miles away stood the United Nations building, where heads of state and ambassadors from around the world meet to make sure the nations of the world did not run amok from one another. Sadly, and full of hypocrisy, many of our nation's enemies meet in that building yet today. Western countries bewailed the losses from the World Trade Center attack. The Islamic nations of the Middle East celebrated and partied in the streets. Islamic zealots became the enemies of the modern world and heroes of Islam. This was a small taste of what's coming. Babylon will be coming down. Our loving Savior, however, has told us that he would be faithful to his church. To his word and to his church faithful will he always be. From Revelation 18 verse 10. Standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city! For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. The South Tower collapsed, just 56 minutes after the plane struck. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.